and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another aviation mishap. This one, a malfunction on board an American Airlines flight headed from Colorado Springs to Dallas. It had to divert to Denver. And while taxiing on the runway, the engine caught fire. At least a dozen of the 180 people on board were hurt during the evacuation. In Austin, Texas, five people were killed, including two children, as a result of a multi-vehicle pileup that involved a tractor-trailer. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer now says he will vote in favor of the House spending bill that'll keep the government funded through fall. His reasoning:
under a shutdown, the Trump administration would have full authority to deem whole agencies, programs, and personnel non-essential, furloughing staff with no promise they would ever be rehired.
A federal judge in San Francisco has ordered the administration to hire back the thousands of government workers who have already been laid off under Elon Musk's Doge program. This is ABC News. Interpol, the International Police Agency, is now joined in the investigation for missing University of Pittsburgh student Sudiksha Kononki. ABC's Ariel Reshev has more.
Officials in the Dominican Republic say Kononki was last seen walking to the beach with 24-year-old Joshua Reby around 4 a.m. According to authorities, Reby captured on hotel cameras returning to his room that morning around 9 a.m. alone. Kononki's clothes and shoes found on the beach. Loudoun County authorities calling Reby a person of interest. But Dominican authorities tell ABC News Reby is cooperating and is a witness, not a suspect, telling them that the two were hit by a large wave. They also say he gave them three different versions of what happened that night because he was too drunk to clearly remember.
Kansas has now reported on the list of states where measles has been had. Texas is still the hot spot with hundreds of cases in the western part of the state. Two people in Texas have died. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi friends, it's Kim from Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. We offer from scratch baked goods and specialty drinks, full breakfast and lunch menus with online ordering, dining area, and a drive-up, and catering. At Vintage Rose, we insist on using the freshest, highest quality ingredients, and our breads are made and baked right here daily in-house. We're easy to find, just off the Schering Road exit in West De Pere, and we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. Check us out at VintageRoseBakery.com. We sure would love to see you.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Badgers advance in the Big Ten. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers build an early lead, beat Northwestern 70-63 at the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. Head coach Greg Gard on how they responded to the Wildcats' physical style of play.
I thought early we didn't handle their physicality well. Once we got that figured out, we were able to get downhill and get at the rim, and things started to become a little better for us offensively.
Wisconsin faces UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette with a win over Xavier, 89-87 in the Big East. The Golden Eagles coming back from a 14-point deficit tonight, a tough matchup against the number one seed, St. John's. NBA, Bucks with a win at home over the Lakers, 126-106. Doc Rivers says players like Kyle Kuzma, too cautious at times.
You track people when they first join a team, they look great at first, and then they get caught in that, you know, like hesitant zone. We have 20-plus assists tonight, so we'll take that every night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Glenn Powell is not by any means desperate for work. In addition to filming a remake of The Running Man and Top Gun 3 on the horizon, Powell has just signed on to a new film called The Natural Order, a sci-fi thriller about the search for eternal life. The production is in the talks with Mufasa, The Lion King director Barry Jenkins. Jenkins also directed 2016's Moonlight, for which he won an Oscar for Best Director. Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos are often referred to as the cutest married couple ever around their dinner table. The overly perky co-hosts of Live with Kelly and Mark are great at self-promotion, and this time it's because Consuelos did a segment on the show with his fly open. The supposedly accidental open zipper became obvious when he leaned back in his chair. Producers thought quickly and moved to the next segment, which is called Stump Mark, which is a perfect segment name for a guy who forgets to pull up his zipper. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds in the overnight, lows dropping to the lower 40s, a light southeast breeze. Now that wind does pick up on Friday. South to southeast winds gusting around 30, partly sunny skies, highs in the lower 60s, a few showers and storms Friday night. Currently 44 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel on Trump's Department of Justice going after law firms he doesn't like. Plus, would you give Mel Gibson a gun? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
I didn't have my good morning because we finally discovered our key, our secret to physical fitness health.
Oh, driving this desk that we sit at 3-4 hours a day. We went.
How many calories did we burn here during 3 hours, Todd?
I don't know.
What do you think?
None.
Six? Six, seven?
Six. That drives a lot more than this, I'll tell you that. If we'd have that every morning, John, we'd be looking fit.
Don't look at me.
We went. So, Olson Law Firm.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Yeah. We got to tell you how we're changing our lives.
Yesterday, we had the show in Oshkosh, which was great. You had great lineup, great guests. One of them was the sponsor for the veterans session, the Olson Law Firm. We went over to his office after.
Which was a fire station built in 1900.
Right. Nate Olson is awesome.
So is his office.
You should see what he did with that building. So he bought this old fire station. Actually, the United Way was in there before he was, but he did a ton of renovation when he got in there. Showing us around and just some very cool stuff. This is where the pool was, and this is where, and he's got some apartments above it. Anyway, he took us into his office, and it's a nice office. There's sitting area, conference table. His desk is a high desk, so he stands.
Sure.
And under his desk is a treadmill.
And I've got that too.
Shut up!
Do you?
At home. I do.
I saw those.
Does your
desk
elevate? He pushes a switch, and his desk can go up to there.
And he sets the thing at 2.5, 3, and walks, and he was doing illegal.
Oh, so you got a treadmill. I've got the.
Okay,
you
know, a lot of people have that.
Oh, yeah.
That thing that you see on TV, you know.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if it does a lot, but.
Though this treadmill was.
Listen, I mean, that's great, guys. I could just see what would happen with you two. You would forget to keep walking and fall off the back and bust a head open.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
LPA, I mean, lost
well, we accept that. You know, when you go into battle, you have to accept some losses.
I guess
that's
you're right.
What war is.
Yeah, you're right.
I tell you
Todd,
what.
For 3 hours, we could be. I didn't want to say one thing. So he said, yeah, I set it on 3 when I'm doing all my, you know, it's like, I set it on 3 when I'm like.
Much less
conducting a legal
meeting.
Could
type out a contract.
Welcome to the show.
But we could do it. At 1.5.
Yeah.
Pretty easy because that's just walking. But you're moving. Can you imagine moving for 3 hours every morning?
What you guys could do is just get up and walk down the hall and back a couple of times on every commercial break. That would give you a little something in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Dead silence.
Buzzkill here.
Yeah, right. Right. Anyway, that was a fun day yesterday. And,
It is one of the coolest office buildings, whatever you want to call it, I've ever been in my lifetime. Because they're like the tile he was saying they saved, original from 1900.
Oh, wow.
The floor
cool.
is original. Wow. The staircase original. The window's original. This old room, they got to get a locksmith. They found a safe, this big old safe. They got to try to get a locksmith to get into.
Yeah. That's
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a great place.
That was fun, man. We have fun.
If he does that, we should do a show from there while they open the safe.
We talked about that. Yeah.
Like Al Capone's vault type thing.
Yeah. It's probably going to turn out like Al Capone's vault.
Found a bottle.
Oh, look, a bottle.
But the thing is, he found a lot of stuff there. They just left all kinds of stuff.
I bet.
Even uniforms. Fire department uniforms.
Axes from like 1900.
Well, then he could team up with Old Station 31. Maybe they'd want some of that stuff out there.
Yeah.
That was another great interview.
That was weird how it was like same type of thing.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm going out to Dale when those summer hours start. I was talking with Donald about that last night. You know, that's...
Not even a question.
I just think that's... She's so entrepreneurial. Then she said, with the flavored vodka, but then she has all the recipes to go with it. Because I didn't know if you just poured over the rocks. And she goes, right. Oh, no. You this and that mint they put in.
Lavender.
Man.
So big thanks to Tavia and her husband out there at Old Station 31.
Yeah. And I was correct on something.
Uh-oh.
Her name?
Yeah.
Russian.
Oh, yeah.
Tavia?
Yeah.
Well, how hard is that?
How often do you meet a Russian, Jim? When's the last time we had a Russian on the show?
Last time I ran into a Tavia.
When was that?
John, if I said Graninsky and you said, wow, I got it, it's Polish, I'd be like, Tavia is Russia. Like, but isn't that Tavia? No, who's the guy at Fiddler on the Roof?
Oh.
I don't know. But I would say, okay.
It was Tavia, wasn't it?
Nah, nobody's seen that. I was thinking of the other Russian movie. Dr. Zhivago.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Dr. Zhivago.
I was thinking Natasha and Boris.
I know, Natasha.
Yeah.
Okay, is it wrong I had the hots for her? I had the hots for her and for Judy Jetson.
So Judy was the daughter, right? Yeah. She was a little young for you. Natasha.
No, she
really?
Was old for me. I mean, she was a teenager when I was like 7 watching that show.
Okay.
Think about this in the 60s. Think about this in the 60s. Every show, no matter what, had some hot blonde girl in it. The Munsters, the niece, the Addams Family, that one girl. The Jetsons.
Who in the Addams Family? Wednesday? No.
They had a hot one, didn't they?
No.
Mm-mm. In the Addams Family, I thought they had one.
You had the hots for Wednesday?
No, like didn't they have like a niece that was visiting or something in the
Addams
Family?
I don't remember that.
Was that just the Munsters?
And then Bewitched, right? Sam was pretty hot.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's every one of those shows.
And cartoons. You had Daphne on Scooby-Doo. You had
the
Pussycat.
Who was the hot one? But Batman, did they have anything? Because that was a pretty popular show.
Well, Catwoman?
Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
Good call.
Okay. Well, who was before her? She was on Barnaby Jones, and she was like a Miss America.
Was she Honey West? Do you remember Honey West?
No.
Do you remember Honey West?
But
I want to say from the Wild Wild West. No?
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't.
Okay.
They always had good looking.
Let me give you another one. Yeah. Lost in Space.
Yeah, I don't remember too much about that
show. She was
the
blood. Never saw it. You never saw Lost in Space?
No.
Oh, my God. Never missed that show. Wow. All right.
I was watching Fiddler on the Roof.
I'll throw you another one.
That's right. Yes, you were.
I can't.
I was gonna throw another one. No, I forgot. Wait, interrupt.
Sorry.
It was important too.
But you know, it's funny to look back at that. 60 years ago? But they knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. They wanted to attract us.
That's what I mean.
And they were selling us products. And we were watching it. I mean, you like the show, but you really looking at it a little bit deeper.
Tell me, Betty Rubble wasn't showing it a little bit?
Of course,
she was putting it out there.
I that never really.
Huh?
No.
All right.
Even
her laugh was cute.
Absolutely.
It does. Animated.
Who knows what was going on when it's Bart and he was at the quarry? You never know. All right. Hey, happy Friday to you. Today is World Sleep Day. What does that mean? I mean, just.
Do they talk about the importance of sleep?
Didn't our eye doctor even talk about a lot of different factors for your eyes? I don't know if sleep was one of them, but a lot of different factors.
Yeah, that guy that's a smart dude. But you can tell he grew up in that world, right? His dad. Or his grandpa, whatever they were. Yeah.
You know, when you get somebody like that, like I could talk to a doc, just give me an hour. Nothing about me and my affliction. Well, I'll throw out some things of my afflictions. Right. But in general, you know, how they just kind of.
Know what? Grew up in that world.
Man.
He just knew everything. And it was fun because I talked to him. I was really interested. I talked to you one time, it was a while ago, about Warby Parker and how their optometrist, that probably isn't the field to go into because you're going to be able to just bring the test up on your laptop, stand 12 feet away, and do the test.
Is that what you were asking him about yesterday?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what you were talking about.
Yeah. He was all over it. He knew everything what I was talking about and had a great response. Just because he's a really smart guy.
So. I have to say, like, the whole Warby Parker thing. So I got glasses from there at one point, right? they weren't quite right. Like, because they have to look at, when you do glasses, they have to look at, like, the actual curvature of your eye to determine how they grind those. You're always just a little off. And so when you walk, you kind of felt like you were in a fishbowl all the time with them.
That's how I was with those bifocals.
Yeah, that's why I went back and actually go see somebody that can actually look at my eye and do all that kind of stuff.
However, Warby Parker, though, they did contract with local optometrist to go in and fit it if it didn't fit perfect. Okay. But they did all that screening on your face like that guy did with the nose thing. I mean, they really take a facial picture of you. Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah.
That does happen. But on the other hand, that company is unbelievable how they're growing.
Do you subscribe to? I mean, is it? How do you do it?
Just call them.
Just go online or whatever. Yeah. You can do it all online.
They send you 6 pair.
Oh, I have not been able to find a perfect pair.
Go see somebody. Go see Dr. Ryan and have him fit you with one. Yeah. You know?
And you got to stop with this $8 glass. You got to spend some
eight?
Money.
$1.50.
I get 6 pair for $8. You kidding me?
No.
And in a week, 5 of them are lost.
But you know, you have to spend some money, but you know what else I can't do? I can't. When I go to Dollar Tree to buy my glasses, I can't walk past the Slim Jim table.
That's why they're there.
But you know what? Those have really got beef jerky and Slim Jims have really gone up in price for some reason.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I don't know. I see it all the time. I don't.
It's good for you.
There's no carbs.
But there's zero carbs.
Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, on that diet, they tell you that's fine, but you just got to watch your salt in other ways.
But on the glasses, though, I really think what you need to do is.
Hang on. This is one of my sick friends. They also had a lot of hot actresses in the late 80s and 90s, too, like Roseanne, right, Mino? Okay, that's fine.
Ugh.
Yeah, I hate
that
show.
Isn't she back in the news?
Is she? I thought she just faded away under a rock someplace.
Fighting with? Did she leave the country because of Trump? Was that Roseanne?
No.
I think she's a big supporter.
She's a big supporter. You're thinking of Rosie O'Donnell. Oh, she left America.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. And then he was.
Was it Rosie O'Donnell's daughter who was up in like Oconto and got all that Trump?
Yep.
Whatever happened with that?
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's a wrong one. Anyway, these glasses. I think you got to spend a little money, and I think you're going to be really pleased.
I'm not even joking about this, Jim, and I have. Twice I have. And both times I've lost them very soon.
That's true. That's the honest to God truth. He kind of said that, too, that people.
Yep.
But you don't want to spend the money on, like, the Nike Swish or the Ray-Ban name. That's a waste of money. But
I agree, but I'm just saying, I'll lose no matter what. I will lose them.
I think you could get away with the glasses with the thing around the neck. Just don't get like a chain.
What's
right?
so wrong with that?
I don't know, but when I was doing that for a while, you know the last person I saw that used to do that all the time was Mike Holmgren. Remember on the practice field, he's out to have his glasses
You don't have to
down
have a chain. Just use the black thing. Then it doesn't look.
What black thing?
I mean, just. You don't have to have a chain, a gold chain or silver chain.
No, no. It's kind of like a piece of material, right? That kind of, you know, either foam or.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Why I don't understand why you wouldn't do that. I mean, I wouldn't do it because I don't need it. But if I, are you embarrassed about it?
Yes.
Because why?
Hey, Mino, I didn't know you became a 68-year-old librarian.
I think if you do the chain. That's librarian.
Yeah.
If you do the kind of sporty one, I think you're okay. A lot of those guys have the glasses that kind of split in the middle.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Right.
Maybe go see Dr. Ryan.
Have you seen those glasses too? They fold up.
Oh, yeah.
They just complete into like this big, like a size of a silver dollar.
Yeah, you lose them now, just think with those things. So,
but no, at least those you can put in your pocket.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then you'd sit down and crush them.
Well, of course I would.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm trying to avoid here.
That chain thing, I don't know why you're so adverse to that. Just because they teased you about being a librarian? Really, you're that weak? Why don't you just say, look, you could never be a librarian.
No,
say that to your friends who are picking on you.
I'd be one of the greatest librarians
I think those strips, they have it like, you can get probably Packer ones, Nike ones.
Really?
I don't know. I would think.
Would somebody buy me one, please? I promise I'll pay you back. I promise. We set a quick break. We got a phenomenal lineup. Stay with us.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, the draft is quickly approaching, and if you're looking to host a memorable party in a historic downtown venue, Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay is your place. A full range of private event packages to accommodate your draft needs. It will be a phenomenal experience for you and your guests. Each package can be customized to match your specific vision, where the dedicated staff will bring it to life. Whether you're a corporation, business, team, agency, or just looking for a private event space, look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor. For more information, email Brian with a Y at heightsgb.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C., and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
I know that we'll have a ball. If we get down and go out and just lose it all. I feel stressed out, I wanna let it go. Let's go way out, spaced out, and losing all control. Fill up my cup.
I've always loved this song.
Yeah, me too.
I always loved this song. But when this would have been about 97, 96?
Somewhere around there,
okay.
Right?
When I was doing Green Bay basketball?
Yeah.
Every single night at every single arena around the country, guess what song was played every single night right before tip-off? This song.
I'm sure, right?
It was the biggest get the crowd into the action type thing you'll ever find. Today is World Sleep Day, as I mentioned. It's also Pi Day. They've got the big pie walk tomorrow, right?
Pi.
Yeah, but that's pie.
Well, when you said Pi Day, people might think it's like the cherry pie or apple pie. It's pie.
You know, if it was apple pie or cherry pie, I would have said Apple Pie Day.
Well, no.
Can I continue? This is a mathematical thing,
okay,
Jim.
What is it? Okay, well, tell me.
Okay.
Run the numbers out on pie for me.
3.14? Yeah.
There you go.
That's been changed. They changed that, though.
Circles change all the time, the circumference of the circle.
I weave.
Three.
What is it exactly, though?
3.1417.
I understand that, but what does it mean? What is it?
If you take the any circle, it could be a tire or it can be the circle on the top of your cup. If you take the radius times 3.14, that will be the circumference of that circle.
Ah, yeah. Okay. It's also Mathematics Day. Oh, it's Pi Day of Mathematics.
No, Pi Day, also Day of Mathematics.
Wow.
Got it.
That's pretty competitive. That you think they would have picked
I know,
days,
right?
You know? Yeah.
I know. I can almost see like the two groups, like the Pi group.
Right.
Okay, guys, you're not going to believe us.
Yeah.
What? The mathematics class? They're taking the same day. They can't do that.
Right.
Let's go kick their
formula.
Ass. Yes.
Yeah.
Potato Chip Day. That's one thing I've learned to pass up in the stores or in the whatever, that bag of chips. You?
Oh, no. No.
Lay's potato
I can't bring
chip.
Them in the house. Can't I'll sit them. Down and eat a
Me
whole
too.
Yeah. bag.
So
when
I
do you throw them away? Let me ask you this.
Did I tell you that
because,
story?
No, but I got to tell you a quick story.
Let me tell you
There's
one
that then. Guy. It's Charlie Barron's sidekick, but now he does his own stuff. He's a big guy with a beard.
Yeah.
Okay. If you were like heavier, you'd look like that guy.
Right.
Okay. So he does the stuff now. And it's like two single guys going shopping, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, dude, don't forget to pick up some chips. He's like, we got 5 bags in the cupboard. He goes, yeah, but it's the 1/3 rule. Once you get down to 1/3, you got
replenish.
Those little pieces. Oh. Nobody uses those.
Oh,
and
see.
Is that true? Once they get that certain, like, just, let's toss this.
No, oh, I would, don't you put it on like a salad or something or... No
chips on my salad.
Oh yeah, just I would if the chips were all I'd eat them with a spoon. My thing
did our moms used to make that had chips on
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying, like a casserole, right?
That's
they put
right.
It,
yeah,
like
yeah,
a
yeah.
Tuna casserole.
Tuna casserole.
Yeah.
So, that's what it was. Next time I make tuna casserole, I'm going to put
You can mix that in with a ton of stuff. You can mix
also good with a sandwich if you've got like a BLT or something or anything. You throw
I've
some
never
of those,
had that. I've seen
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I don't know. I like cottage cheese. I just take the rest, put it in, mix it with cottage cheese. I would not throw them out. Let me tell you one thing about throwing out. I've been on diets before. Lay's potato chips. I'm like, this is it. I'm done. I threw them out in the garbage can. Later that night, I went out there.
I hate to say I've done that.
But get this, Johnny, because I thought, you know, this is crazy. And so, you know what I did? I
went to confession?
No, I took soap, the soap that you wash your hands with, the dishes with, and I put it all over the chips so I wouldn't eat them. Then I threw them all so I didn't have to go back there. My brother's like, you went back there and got them? I said, I did.
Wow.
So I love those things.
I've done that.
Okay.
I've taken.
I know that's a little weird. But
I've taken a bag of chips out of the garbage.
Yes.
No judgment, Jim.
Yes. Okay.
I think the putting soap on them so you don't eat them again is kind of interesting.
I know. That says something about your willpower.
But that shows you my willpower, right? It was pretty weak that night. I can't eat these things. So.
But you ate a bunch first.
Yeah, but then I was mad.
I'm not sure it's willpower, though.
Whatever.
You ate them and then did whatever.
But I did. Pull them out of the garbage. So I should have done that. That was not good.
All right. That's like,
I'm better.
I'm going to throw this meth pipe away after I use it one more time.
Put some soap on it.
It was blue. I remember it was blue.
There's half inch left of the vodka in the gin bottle. I'm going to put some soap in there finish it.
See?
There you go.
I would do it. If you drink it with that, then you really got a problem. So.
Solar Appreciation Day. Mm. We got solar. It's phenomenal. I mean, it was solar power.
Yeah.
Our place, Manitowoc, had it for like, they've had it there for, I don't know, 30 years or something.
On your house?
Yeah. You'd be shocked at how low the heating prices are.
I don't believe that. That's a 20 year payback.
We had,
you don't believe what our prices are? Or
I'm
don't
saying, you, no, 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 no. I'm sure they're lower, but you made an investment.
Well, I didn't. The person that built the house did.
Okay. He made an investment. She made an investment and it cost X. And then they said, well, you're going to save on your energy. Do you realize how long you have to save on your energy to make up that investment you put in there? That's the problem with solar.
No, it's not.
My parents had solar, and holy crap.
You're wrong. The
difference was crazy.
Because builders do it now. Within 5 years, it's paid for.
That's good. That's great.
Why not?
Okay, now that's great. But I'm saying back in the day, I don't know. Solar, that was solar's big thing. That's why buildings didn't use solar. It's like, wait a minute, the payback on this. Anything less than 5 years, that's good.
Okay, well, right now, I'm living there, and our heating bills are extremely low because of it. So screw whatever back then. I'm just telling you right now, solar is phenomenal.
Okay, I get it.
Would you rather be at the mercy of the oil companies or whomever, or the heating companies, the electric companies,
to pay more? I wouldn't pay an extra $50,000 for my house because it had
it's
solar.
Not $50,000?
Okay, I don't know.
You don't know anything about solar, so yeah, be quiet. Right.
They say, according to what I find online, about 7 years for payback.
That's exactly. Not bad.
Exactly.
What was it 20 years ago?
Okay, I'm going to go back to my father-in-law, tell him he was an idiot because he put in solar, Jim. Thank you for that. Julie loves you as it is, so she's going to love you saying this. So, she'll come to your Christmas party. Don't worry.
Seven years is okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. We apologize for having solar.
All right.
I'm sorry. Don't call your oil company buddies and tell them we apologize.
Back in the day,
all right.
The reason more people didn't
sorry,
put solar
Big Oil,
on their
we're
house.
Not giving you enough money. We apologize. Look, our bad.
Oil comes from us.
Mm-hmm. Our bad. Glaucoma Week. We're talking about that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Simone Biles, cataracts. 28. She didn't make much of an impact here.
In Green Bay?
No.
Yeah.
People reached out to her. I was hoping
she would. We reached out to her.
Yeah.
Numerous times. So she...
National Day of Prayer reached out to a lot of people that she didn't get into Green Bay. And I think she knew she wasn't going to be here real long.
Okay, can I say something? I think that National Day of Prayer is kind of lame. Mm. I mean, what's the big deal? Pray on your own. Why do you have to make a big deal about it? Look at me. I'm pray. I'm cool. I think that should be really private. Steph Curry, 37, still doing amazing things. Love watching him play. Rick Dees, 75. Is he still in the business, Todd?
I don't think so. I think he's off.
Had a heck of a career.
Yeah, he did.
Made billions. Billy Crystal, 77. He was on the 50-year anniversary, right?
Yep.
Okay. Michael Caine, 92. Wow.
Yeah.
Mino, don't forget Betty White and the Golden Girls. Also, nice win for Kimberly Boys last night. Big upset over Kakana. Amazing high school basketball last night. Just amazing. We'll be back. Lisa Hale, Wisco Weekend. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Boy, dairy is one of those complexes that still is showing some strength despite all the conversations about tariffs. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. For example, yesterday, barrel cheese in Chicago gained 6 cents at 173. 40-pound block cheese, that was up 3 at 175.5. Matt Channel, one of the dairy risk managers with EverAg out of Platteville, says the market is still anticipating some retaliatory efforts.
Regardless if we love them or hate them, we know that there's going to be a lot of changes in regards to trade under the Trump administration. So I do think that you saw a lot of different action, and look no further than the January cheese export report, where we exported another 103 million pounds of cheese. It's been an incredible 2024 and really a start to the 2025 year.
So dairy's still moving. That's Matt Trannell, one of the dairy risk managers with EverAg out of Platteville. That's the upside on dairy, at least for now. What about corn, soybeans, and livestock? Well, those numbers are next.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
And overnight electronic trade on a Friday morning. Right now, December new crop corns down 2.5 at 450. November new crop beans up a penny at 1013, while July wheat's unchanged, 578. The April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down a penny right now at 1809. May closed 24 cents higher at 1814 a hundredweight. Remember, the National Weather Service would love to have you join us as rainfall reporters and weather observers. Very easy to do. All you need to do is go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org and get details. They're driving home the message all March long how important citizen scientists are to the weather reporting system. WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds in the overnight, lows dropping to the lower 40s, a light southeast breeze. Now that wind does pick up on Friday. South to southeast winds gusting around 30, partly sunny skies, highs in the lower 60s, a few showers and storms Friday night. Currently 44 degrees.
You can be a hero for kids with cancer, and all it takes is a nice shave. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And you can kick off St. Patrick's Day with the 21st return of Brave the Shave, a St. Baldrick's fundraiser for childhood cancer research. This is a mass display of support and sympathy to those who have no choice in losing their hair during treatment. So you can get involved and shave it all off, or if you prefer to keep your luscious locks and wonderful beards, head to WGBW.FM, click events, and learn where you can donate.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Have you noticed that Donald Trump's position on Ukraine seems to change daily? We break it all down for you at 2:30 with Dr. Liana Fix from the Council on Foreign Relations. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
For
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Severe weather is set to strike Wisconsin in winter. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
We've seen it before. The first tornadoes ever recorded in the state in the usually frigid month of February tore through mostly rural areas on a day that broke records for warmth. It set up the perfect scenario for the type of severe weather normally seen in the late spring and summer. These storms last year left a swath of destruction that included dead and missing cows, roofs blown off of homes, destroyed storage sheds and barns, trashed vehicles and shattered windows. And now, Mother Nature might be back for more. Tomorrow, temperatures will soar to the low 70s. Dew points will also rise, adding some mugginess to the air. Then a front will slam into the state, firing up a strong line of thunderstorms at night. A few tornadoes are possible, and damaging wind gusts are likely.
A workplace accident at Progressive Converting, or Procon, in Appleton resulted in the death of an employee Wednesday. The Appleton area OSHA office has opened an investigation into forklift operations there. OSHA has 6 months to complete its investigation. Struggling financially, St. Norbert College announced it's laying off 27 faculty members. In addition to the nearly 30% reduction in faculty, the college will eliminate 15 of its 65 majors and 5 minors from the curriculum. The Catholic colleges face declining enrollment, adding to its financial woes. The cuts were approved this week by a special meeting of the Board of Trustees. A Wisconsin retailer is not making the same amount of sales. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The cash at Kohl's isn't flowing as fast as it was. Menominee Falls-based Kohl's is reporting a fourth quarter net sales decline of just over 9%. A new company CEO took over in January with incoming announcements about initiatives aimed at revitalizing the retailer. Kohl's stock fell on the news.
One of the changes new CEO Ashley Buchanan wants to implement is a reduction in the number of brand exclusions and restrictions in the popular Kohl's cash promotions. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back on a nice Friday. 45 in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 45 in Oshkosh, looking to hit a high of 54.
Can we say good morning to Fondy Famous, our guest that was in yesterday, the content creator who came in to talk?
She was great.
She was great, and they just said good morning on our text.
She was great. Yeah. She was great. A little disappointed, though.
Good energy.
After her segment. We asked her to sit.
Yeah.
Tall, thin people.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We asked her to sit.
Yeah.
And she didn't.
She rubbed it in a little bit.
She rubbed it in.
Yeah.
She rubbed it in.
But
Lisa.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's yours. Will you tell tall, thin, good looking people they must sit when we take pictures and Jim and I can hide behind the chairs?
Right.
No.
Works.
But we're working on it.
Yeah, we are.
I'm not going to comment on anybody's body structure.
All right. That's
not
safe.
Gonna do it.
Hey, how did you like the strudel from Vintage Rose?
I actually had a piece last night. That was my dinner.
Jim's mom liked it too.
Oh, she loved it. Yeah. I made her a showing Johnny the shrimp salad. So that was
a good looking shrimp salad. Not even lying.
It was good.
Can we just take a moment now that Lisa's on? I want to talk about this. So we're doing the St. Baldrick's thing, right? Where I'm going to be shaving my head and my beard. And I said I would do it if we raised $500, right?
Yeah.
If you're interested in helping out, you can find me on Facebook and actually donate right there. But thanks to our listeners and thanks to my friends online, so far I'm at $950.
Wow!
So if anybody would like to donate.
And Cowboy Dave.
Cowboy Dave brought in, I don't know what's in here. I'll look.
$1,000.
He said he brought in $100.
Well, let me hold that for you this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
not
going to
go anywhere near that.
All right.
So,
Todd, that's terrific.
It is.
Thank you, Cowboy Dave.
Yeah.
And thank everybody. Here's the thing. Jim's not going to be able to appreciate it because I'm going to come in here on Monday, Mino, with no hair and no beard.
I'm not sure I'm ready for this.
Yeah. I'm not ready for it. Lisa, are you ready for it?
I will.
Absolutely not. I can't. Now, Todd, I have known you for many, many years, and I have seen you with a bare baby face, But it's
I've
been
never
so
even seen a picture of that.
Yeah. Oh, he's had that magnificent beard for so long that I cannot. I'm just like, yeah. Oh my gosh.
I don't think I could grow a good beard. I really don't. Mine's like a patch here and here and here. How long would it take you? Okay, once you're clean shaven on Sunday,
yeah.
How long would it take to recreate this?
About a month.
Well, that's all?
Yeah, it won't take that long.
I thought you were saying like
in a week
year.
Or two, I'll have enough there to kind of
But have
folks
you made that decision? Are you going to grow it back? Or might you say, hey.
Oh, I'm not. Absolutely, oh, I'm growing it back. Oh, yeah. It's Why part of my persona now.
I know.
Yeah. It is.
I have a feeling you're going to look like a baby seal.
I think I'm going to look like a really ugly old guy.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Yeah, you're going to look like us.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know who you're going to look like, Todd?
Who?
Honestly, you're going to look like a taller version of your dad.
Oh, God.
You're probably right. Dad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've known Todd for so many years that I was practically part of his family.
25 years I've known Lisa.
Wow. Yeah. No, I didn't realize that. I give you credit, though, Todd. That's really cool. And your goal was 500?
It was 500. I literally put it online last night.
And I know. I saw it.
In 30 minutes, I had $500.
Okay. Let me just throw this out there. I tried to do a $50 donation. Okay? And this is no lie. You know where it asks for your credit card number?
Yep.
One of the numbers on my back of my credit card, I'm going to run up and grab it during our big break here. And one of the numbers is completely worn off.
Oh, so you don't know your CVV, security code.
No, it's the other
nine
one.
Nine attempts, you'd have it.
Well, the thing is, I think if you do three and it doesn't go through, it shuts you down on a lot of those kind of sites.
Oh.
So I did two and then like waited for a while and did another, and it won't go through. So I don't know, Todd. I'm going to still somehow try to find $50 for you. But mechanically, electronically, it just won't go through.
Well, we'll get that done. Yeah, if you give me $50, I'll put it through. All right? Just like Dave's money, I'll put that through.
Well, take 50 of Dave's for now. Just to cover me.
I don't think it works that way.
I'll make it up.
I don't know if it works that way.
That's great.
So just search for me on Facebook. If you need to friend me, I'll approve that or whatever. But, you know, please give if you can. It goes to childhood cancer and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Great cuss.
I am going to spend the $30 for internet service on Monday. I want to see that. So. I am. They asked how
I'm
often you want it. We're going
to
be.
You have to pay $30 a day to use your phone.
I think we're in Haiti or something. I think it's.
Oh, wow.
I think it's expensive.
Did you get the all inclusive thing where like everything is? You know.
This is what. Yes. There's all-inclusive restaurants.
By the way, Jim's going on a cruise this week, Lisa.
I was just going to say, sounds like a cruise. My sister goes on them all the time.
I mixed reviews on cruises, but we want to do it. We haven't done it before, and maybe it's something we want to do with our family later on, so we're doing a little test marketing here. The cruise, I didn't buy the alcohol package you would have bought, where you can drink all day, everything for free all day. I didn't buy that one.
All right.
That's the one my sister buys.
Doesn't most people like do that?
I know, it's like $85, right? It's like $80, right, Lisa? Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I don't ask 80 bucks for money a day? Questions. Yeah. But
that's not that bad. I'll tell you, you've been to a bar lately?
You know
$80 doesn't last too long.
And on a cruise, maybe it's even more.
Right. Because if it's airport pricing, you could go through that.
What did I spell for two glasses of wine that one night? Like $21 or something, or $22?
So maybe,
Yeah. Mm. Hi, Lisa. How about in Wisco? Because we can talk about prices and complain about that all day long.
Oh, and we could talk about the craziness on cruises all day long, too. My sister literally has gone on a cruise every 6 months for the past 2 or 3 years. She loves it.
Yep.
I could not do it. It would drive me nuts. Coming up on New Wisco Weekend, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we are going to look at St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, since we were talking about St. Baldrick's and why they do it on this weekend, but St. Patrick's Day, our cover story, a local town is changing their name and they do it for a full week from New London to New Dublin. So we've got that as our cover story. We also have some commentary from Amanda Nimmer that actually goes into the history of St. Patrick's Day. And some of it is quite shocking. We have feature stories from the Tony Weed, Tom Tiffany Teletown Hall that was happened this week. We have, let's see, what else do we have? We have much.
Okay, can I jump in? Do you have the segment with Terry Barr?
Yes.
Yes, okay, that's.
But the correspondent?
Yes. Oh, no. That's going to be coming out very soon.
Okay, never mind. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, no, the Terry Barr is our cover story this weekend, and she interviewed somebody from New London.
Got it.
About turning into New Dublin.
But Lisa, I also know that you have the story that we had on our show. Was it Tony Geezy? Is that who it was?
Yes, sports memorabilia.
Yeah. We got him on to do a little feature as well. So
fantastic! Yeah.
Plus music. Who's the musical feature this week?
The music feature this week is the Stapletons with that sea shanty that they had when they came to visit you guys.
Yeah, so awesome. Awesome.
There's really good stuff in there this week.
Did you learn anything in your research? I think it's people, you know, like, why isn't it blue? Why is it green? And the snakes, and he wasn't really in Ireland. And do you get into that history?
That's what Amanda Nimmer is doing in her commentary. Okay. She is going into that history on how he was captured by Irish pirates. He didn't live in Ireland.
Right.
And
that's what I think is
green. Green was not St. Patrick's color, by the way. So...
okay, that's cool.
Yeah, we go into that a little bit. And she also explains what the snakes really were, because there are no snakes.
Wasn't the green, though, just on the shamrock thing? Or because shamrocks are green? No?
Green is because of the relation to Ireland. Ireland's color is green.
Okay. Okay,
so
cool.
That's where that comes in. But St. Patrick's color.
Hey, did they do anything to him? Have you ever read about the 12 people? Was it 12? How many was that at the Last Supper? I know a couple people left early and stuff.
They had a previous engagement.
That's great those cartoons, they're whispering to each other. I'm not picking this
I salad. Love that. I only had the salad.
He's been drinking a lead. No,
I love those.
Don't put that on my
I dad. Know it's sacrilegious, but it's funny. Really? Because it looks exactly like that's what they'd be doing. Right.
Like, watch, he's going to split this 12 ways.
I know.
Who's leaving the tip?
What? What does the 12 have to do with St. Patrick? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no. What I said, the 12 people there at the Last Supper.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What happened to them during the rest of their lives? I mean, like, beheaded and burned alive and burned in cauldrons of oil. And so that's why I'm asking what St. Patrick did.
His demise?
Yeah.
Did they do him in?
I do not know.
Because a lot of them, gruesome endings.
Well, and here's the thing. We don't want to spoil the thing, so got to tune
in. Okay.
What time is it on, Lisa?
It is Saturday at 8, Sunday at 9.
But Lisa, here's another thing I was talking about.
11.
This is something else that she's coming
Sunday
out with
at 11,
that we talked about here on the show yesterday when we had Terry on. Another feature she's working on, and there was this female war correspondent who was killed in Vietnam from a landmine. And I told Todd, I said, that reminds me of a Quantum Leap episode where this female correspondent was over there, and Ziggy was actually a POW. He had been shot down, and she was trying to find him, and then she steps on a landmine and dies, and he looked it up. That was based on this woman.
Dickie Chappelle is the person that she is doing some stories on. Yes.
That Terry Barr is doing the story on.
Yep.
It was actually an episode of Quantum Leap.
You'll find that a lot if you pay attention when you're watching these stories like Quantum Leap that deal with history, that they will base a lot of that on something that really did happen. I've noticed it a lot on things like that. I love time traveling shows. So
I went to school. I was actually in a theater production with Ziggy's daughter, and he came to the production, Dean Stockwell.
Oh, nice.
That is. Okay. Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I would not mind being able to have met Dean Stockwell.
I did not meet him. He came and he went.
Oh, you just saw him.
And we wanted to meet him, and she's like, he doesn't really do that.
No.
He doesn't do the meet and greets. Yeah. So what else is going on? Lisa, we love coming to your studio, and we had such a great time going over to the law office yesterday. We loved that place.
Isn't that a beautiful building?
Amazing.
I mean, it is just stunning over there. I love it. My goal one day is to... after I win the lottery and I have extremely large amounts of expendable cash, I'm going to buy that place and move into it. And then I'm going to buy a place in Michigan and create.
Lisa, did you hear Jim and I earlier this morning how our lives are going to change because of that visit yesterday?
How are your lives going to change?
Have you ever been in his office? He works while doing a treadmill.
It's not really a treadmill.
You guys aren't going to do that.
It's like a... It doesn't have the sides and all that, but it's a program, and he just runs it at three or two and a half, probably three, and walks for hours all day and does his work.
Yeah, I've seen people do that. I've seen them set up their desks.
Lisa,
to do that.
Next time we're in your studio in Oshkosh, we want those. We want those.
Not happening.
Have a good weekend. Thank you. Love you, Lisa. You're the best.
Bye, guys.
Quick break. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay. Eyezervay
or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillmank Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you, Lisa Hale. Todd, once again, when's it on?
All right, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WISS and WGBW.
Outstanding. Todd, introduce our special surprise guest here.
Allison Hawkers. She's been on the show before.
Like 2 days ago?
Yeah. And she contacted me yesterday, and she said, I have a little gift that I'd like to bring into the studio. And I said, what time can you come in? So she is here to present that gift.
And I'm proudly wearing that gift.
Yeah, so I was here earlier this week to talk about our Pi Day 5K, and Mino saw my sweatshirt and said, can I get one? And I said, actually, I might have one left. So we had an extra one up in the loft in my office, and I brought it on in.
Old Glory Honor Flight, phenomenal organization. You guys are big supporters.
Yes. So the Pi Day 5K is this weekend, and we hopefully are hoping to give over $26,000 to Old Glory. Based on this 5K race that the fifth graders plan, we have 70 raffle baskets. It's just a fun day.
Okay, I got to ask you something. I don't mean to put you on the spot or talk about a tough situation, but, you know, recently, you know, something happens, an opposing group shows up, yada, yada. Do you realize, and I'm not, hope nothing, you know, bad happens at your event tomorrow, but it's Pi Day and Mathematics Day, and I know those math club kids aren't happy about that.
Yeah.
How's that working out?
Well, we kind of... Today we have a big Pi Day party.
Okay, you
want to
know a musical I've seen? Gonna be a rumble.
West Side Story?
Yeah.
Everyone has seen. Now, that's that not something everyone has
seen.
I
have not.
Thank you, Todd.
I have not either.
Yeah? Even the movie?
No.
Didn't your school put it on?
Was the big thing that all the schools are doing with West Side Story. I bet that has been done
more than anyone.
More than any other high school play. Were you a high school theologist?
No.
No. Or not theologist. What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, theologist would be religious.
Yeah, theater.
Theater, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know, actress?
No, either way, that wasn't
right.
Me.
No matter what I throw at it, it's just going to be
no. Let's go with that.
This pie run, this is the 7th? 11th.
Ooh. Wow.
Oh, yeah, right, would be the 11th. And can people still register, make donations? Tell us how we can, that's such a great thing.
Yeah.
It checks so many boxes. The kids run it. I mean, you're here.
Yeah, the kids
in school,
run it.
But the kids really run it.
What a great experience.
Yeah, they came up with the idea. They get the baskets. It's not like teachers do all this stuff and the kids get the credit. The kids actually
I don't do anything. And so, yeah, you can register tomorrow, today, whenever. You can even just stop in and buy a dollar raffle ticket and have fun. Donations can be done online on our website or in person at our school. Today's from 4 to 7, and there's over 70 raffle baskets. We've never had this many raffle baskets
awesome.
Before. And then tomorrow morning's the race and raffle prizes, and we'll be out of there by 9 a.m.
Where do you do the actual raffles?
In the school gym.
Okay.
So right in the school gym at 139 South Monroe Avenue.
And does it, the walk start right behind us here?
The walk starts over at our school, but we walk on the trail.
Okay. And then you go back to the school?
Yes.
Got it.
So we're talking Da Vinci, right?
Correct. Leonardo Da Vinci, right downtown.
Is that Adams?
No.
Quincy and Monroe.
Monroe. Okay. And you got music, and it's just...
Yep, we'll have a DJ. We have some kids playing their trumpets for the national anthem. One of our middle school teachers is playing America the Beautiful on his guitar.
Oh, wow.
We're going to honor veterans before the race. There's lots of fun surprises coming this
fantastic.
Year.
Fantastic.
You guys do that right. And it's for everybody. I mean, it's not like a really competitive race. It's,
no.
You know what I mean? It's...
It's people can come walk, run.
Right.
Jogs, whatever they want to do. It's just kind of a fun day out there.
And we're talking that weather forecast doesn't look great, but it's not bad in the morning.
Yeah.
Looks like the afternoon it's going to move in.
And there's no ice on the roads. I mean, one year when Jim was there, it was glare ice, and I was like, please, everyone, walk or just...
Get the spikes.
Wow, get the spikes and
really?
Stay home.
Yeah. The whole trail?
Oh, yeah, it was glare ice. Man. Mm.
But you know what the cool part is for your kids? Having that responsibility, because... I mean, I'm sure we've all had to try to sell stamps or magazine subscriptions or whatever, and you hated it. It wasn't a good experience.
No.
It basically said, you know what I've learned? I don't want to be a salesperson, is what you learn.
Yeah.
But by your kids being involved with a whole big process,
oh, yeah.
It gives them a different perspective, I think, that will be valuable. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. They enjoy it. They're a little nervous come October, but yesterday they were like, Let's go. And I was like, well, we got to wait. Hold on. It's coming. But yeah, they did it all. They designed the logo. They called the sponsors. They write the letters. They do everything.
That's fantastic.
And your school, a lot of schools do that, but your school does have, say this nicely, it's a gifted and talented school.
Yep.
And I think the kids, they have time to do this too. Their grades are good.
Yep.
And they really lean in after school to stick around and do a lot of these projects.
And they
projects.
Spend a lot of their recesses and lunch with me. And
right.
We want to focus on giving back. That's one of our main visions, is to be altruistic. It started 11 years ago and we've never looked back. So we always want to be altruistic and give back to something bigger, to be world leaders someday, not just smart kids.
And I think John makes a good point, is that they're having a lot of fun. They're going to do this when they get older, right? They'll do a little bit of this in high school, more
get
in college.
A taste of it.
Once they get out, they're going to sign up with a nonprofit.
Or the opposite way, taste of, you know what I don't want to do? Because some people, and I've dealt with people that can be the most, you know, smartest, whatever. But boy, they just get this almost like a panicky thing if they have to do a personal one-on-one asking people for something.
Yeah.
And that does happen.
We practice quite a bit before before I make them go out into the stores or make the phone calls.
Not everybody says yes.
Exactly.
So you got to tell them that. And it probably they're a little nicer to little kids, 10 years old, than they are to us.
Get out
people.
Of my office.
But,
what are you
doing? That's, you know, then some of us, you know, we thrive on rejection. So we're pretty good salespeople.
Do you?
So. No,
I know how to manage this now.
I handle rejection well.
Yeah.
No, do you, with your kids though, you got like Rex here and everything that with these young kids, what is the number one thing you try to get out of this? When you do these kind of programs, the number one, like tomorrow afternoon, when you're in your car driving home, what is going to be your greatest feeling of fulfillment?
Watching their smiles and watching their faces. They get really excited and they get to be the start line. So it's just all fun.
Right.
Like, they get to see the whole thing come to an end, and then when we go to the flight and watch them come home, the veterans, it's just amazing to see them too.
Yeah, thanks for leading this. I know you don't take a lot of credit for it, but they couldn't do it without you.
I mean, you
do put the structure together, and you've done that for years.
Talk about checking all the boxes.
That's great. It's a great event.
That's
all right,
awesome.
So that's tomorrow. Give us the website one more time.
Raceroster.com, Pi Day 5K, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Do you think I would have qualified to be a student at your school?
No, I wouldn't have either.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thanks for being here. Thanks for a gorgeous hoodie.
No problem.
Old Glory Honor Flight, one of the greatest organizations, Northeast Wisconsin. When we come back, Mark Houston will be joining us. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Wisconsin Supreme Court debate between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. We will break it all down with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hi, friends. It's Kim from Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. We offer from scratch baked goods and specialty drinks, full breakfast and lunch menus with online ordering, dining area, and a drive-up, and catering. At Vintage Rose, we insist on using the freshest, highest quality ingredients, and our breads are made and baked right here daily in-house. We're easy to find, just off the Schering Road exit in West De Pere, and we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. Check us out at VintageRoseBakery.com. We sure would love to see you.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas this morning announcing it will release American hostage Idan Alexander and the bodies of four other dual nationals. It is unclear as of now if they are the bodies of dual national Americans currently being held. The statement comes as talks continue in Doha to try to broker the next stage of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. A dozen people had to be hospitalized after a jet engine caught fire at the Denver airport, 180 people on board. Five people killed and a multi-car pileup in Austin, Texas. No cause yet determined. There's a vote in the Senate expected today on the budget plan that President Trump once passed. Senate leader Chuck Schumer saying last night,
while the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse.
The market's still rattled by the back-and-forth Trump tariff policies. The S&P now in correction territory, having lost 10% of its value in less than a month. This is ABC News. The markets remain.